Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Of course, looking to give you the latest developments in all things to do with business and finance and economics, and most importantly, how these big themes do translate into the betterment of our livelihoods as society overall. Right? Because the truth is, it doesn't help to have big companies making major moves listed on major and significant stock exchanges, but it's also understanding the influence that they have on our livelihoods as South Africans, especially in a society which is riddled and plagued by a high unemployment youth rate, as we do see in South Africa. So, how about we unpack this with the conversation we actually covered in the latter part of last year, one that was a partnership with H&M. The clothing retailer, to uplift communities in South Africa through a sustainability strategy that was called Suitably Dressed. Pun intended. It's an initiative that enabled the retailer to tackle the country's most pressing issues of unemployment by offering pre-owned clothing, pre-loved clothing to the retailer, and that would be shared with the youth incubator to make sure that when the youth goes out for job interviews, they are suitably dressed, as the name suggests. To help us unpack the success, the outcomes, the number of jobs, and of course, just the clarion call that many of us as South Africans happen to respond to, we're joined by a good friend of the show and the station, and my friend too, Miles Kubeka. He joins us representing the Harambe Youth Employment Accelerator, Clothes Too Good. Miles, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Hi, Gugu. I'm actually representing Wakanda, and in, obviously in collaboration with Harambe and H&M.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that reminder. Because typically you are known to not only travel many parts of the world, but also work for a wide number of organizations. And maybe let's just start there. You travel quite a lot, Miles. Locally, internationally, yeah. You witness the changes that are happening within different environments. Mm-hmm. And maybe let's just start there. What you are seeing in terms of youth employment trends globally versus where South Africa is. And then from there, we can shift into the success of this initiative that was done in partnership with H&M and Harambe.
Sure. That's a really big and important question. I think, you know, different countries have different challenges and they're at different stages in I suppose, their country's life cycle. What I see is that countries that obviously have put education forward and have leaned in heavily into technology, they tend to do relatively well because, you know, your baseline of employees or people coming out of universities. Firstly, there's a big number of people coming out of universities, and not just people coming out of universities, but people starting to master the PhD level. Mm. So, for example, if you go to San Francisco, you'll find it an ecosystem. Like it's, I call it like a bubble. You know, everybody knows everybody. So that helps you in once you graduate to find the right job. But if you start a business, become an entrepreneur, there's someone you can call to buy your product. And ultimately, when you're ready to sell your business, there's someone who's willing to buy your business. And more importantly, there's someone who's willing to buy the products from your business, right? So I find like countries that or cities that have built these echo chambers or these bubbles tend to really do well, but it works very well within the bubble. But, you know, you find examples of that in South Africa as well. For example, Stellenbosch is another classic example of a bubble. And it works. Bubbles work for the intended recipients. That's why the big companies come out of Stellenbosch, your Capitec, RMBs, all of that is because the bubble works. So I think what I've seen is that the cities that do very well in doing that tend to outperform any other city.
100%. And I think that's so important that you mentioned that the bubbles work because there's an intended effort. There's an environment that's created. There are objectives which are set. They are easy to measure. And most importantly, easy for everyone to implement. And the vision is clear. And maybe...
100%. Yeah. And that's just such an important part. The vision is clear, right? It's not, you know, you've just summed it up. The vision is clear. And because the vision is clear, then you can trace back what you need to do to get to the vision, right? And so the baseline is the same in those cities. Like education is paramount, but it's the right education because it's towards the vision. So everybody's either studying computer science, biotech. They're studying the stuff that's going to get them to the vision.
Yeah.
And it's mind blowing to see, like, and just the passion on the ground. And I'm happy to say that I've seen it even in South Africa, but I've seen it elsewhere as well.
Definitely. Well, it's encouraging that we are making progress, and it's through ongoing partnerships as well, like what we see with Wakanda, Harambee Youth Accelerator, as well as Clothes to Good through H&M. We spoke to you last year, calling on many South Africans to bring their pre-loved corporate clothing to help youth be suitably dressed for their interview opportunities. Help us understand how successful that run was, and what some of the positive outcomes were from this initiative.
Yo, Googs, I have to say, firstly, thank you to you and your team. I mean, we were inundated. It was it still is a major success, to a point that H&M Global is looking to see how we can replicate it, right? And that leads to the previous conversation about what makes success, you know, in the cities I've seen, is that once you know what works, what bubble works, is the skill set to then try and replicate it to other places, right? So so it's been super, super successful. And just to give you just a top line number that shook me when I heard it. Mm-hmm. Within that 6 weeks, we collected 29 tons of clothing. That was 72,571 items of clothing. So South Africans came out and, you know, showed that they genuinely care about our country's future, and you know, they put their mouths, or they close where their mouths are, I guess. Yeah. Super great.
We're always happy to help, Miles, especially with amazing initiatives that you happen to be a part of. And I think this is so practical because, you know, to you and I, it's just a shirt or a skirt or a suit that we might have in our wardrobe. But it really does make a tangible difference in the lives of these young students who require this clothing. And as you say...
And these clothes were pre-loved. I mean, most of them were such good quality. So, like, and I can't thank South Africa enough. And of course, some of them, obviously, we couldn't use based on different types of state of repair. So those ones, we basically, the ones we couldn't, you know, put forward for the campaign, we then took those clothes for reuse. That's where Clothes to Good came in. And we call that upcycling. So they turned some of those clothes into toys. So they also found a home, essentially. So that was also super cool. And the ones we couldn't use at all, we recycled those ones. And those typically end up in things like car seats and stuff like that. They get processed into material that you need for supportive stuff like car seats. It's for cars. Yeah.
100%. This is so encouraging because it does mean that we are making progress. Development is taking place, and institutions and the partnerships, like you say, within your bubble, within your circle of influence, the vision is clear. But what I'm also so encouraged by, Miles, is that this is also pushing a lot more children and youth and entrepreneurs to actually make sure that they prioritize developing the necessary skills they need in order to become employable or employed. And you're usually very liberal with the, you even tell me what to do, man. You help me, bruh. Are there any additional lessons you could share?
Yes, definitely. And I think the one I'm most excited about, and that came up because of what we're doing with Suitably Dressed, is the fact that we then discovered, I'm not sure if you know about the project we're doing in Alex called Walisa, where we sell food based on the amount of people can afford. Yeah. So, you know, if you want flour for 50 cents, we'll sell you flour for 50 cents or sugar, whatever. So we sell food based on the amount of money you have as opposed to pack size. Mm-hmm. But what we started seeing was that a lot of young people were buying from the Walisas. Like, initially, you think, no, Baba Tumile, like the mom said, Hambung Tengela something. But then I started just chatting to them, like, why are you always buying here? And he says, and we find that these young people are essentially the breadwinners at home. You know, the children are now parenting their parents, essentially. So because they're working what they call gig work, right? Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are earning the income at home. So we thought, well, like, I mean, I would have never seen this coming, right? But it's obvious when you know, in hindsight. So we said, like, if there's so many young people being the breadwinners at home, how do we link what we're doing with Suitably Dressed and empower those young people, firstly, to give them the skill set, going back to the previous point about the vision and education being the baseline. So that's what we're doing now. They with our another partner, Art Labs, they get training. And once they've gotten the training, they can use those skill sets to and then wear the beautiful clothes that they've been donated to and go provide the same community services, whether it's social media or you can do social media for a spaza shop or whatever, like whatever skill set they've gotten from this program. And then they take the money from the earnings from that process and they can use that in Qualisa's. So they get like a voucher. To utilize that, because obviously a massive amount of the income is being spent on food. So why not we just package that for them so that they can get more food for the amount of money they've earned through this process? So it's they get education, they get work, and then they've got essentially subsidized food in closing off that cycle. And of course, let's not forget they get to look suitably dressed.
Yes, definitely. Oh, man. This is why we love your innovative mind, Miles, and the amazing partnerships that you enter into. And the fact that you're one of the people I truly admire, because you recognize risk, but you continue to run with it anyway. You know, take life by the horns and really run with the opportunities that exist. And because you don't fear anything, not even failure, you continue to just continually rise.
You learn from the failure.
Yes.
And to tell you something super cool, it's actually working. You know, we were oversubscribed by the amount of young people who pitched up for the program to get the training and so they can get the money to get the food and obviously the clothing. So, and it's working. They're coming in, they're diligent, they are full of energy, they're helping back into the communities they come from. So, I'm super stoked about South Africa and super proud. And just maybe as a parting shot, like, you know, you say I travel a lot. I've just come back from New York now. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, like I was in Sweden. And what you realize about other countries is that they have things that work. And it's very easy for us to compare their good with our bad. And that's not a fair comparison. We should compare their good with our good. So if a country's got great public transport, it's automatic. You say, oh, South Africa's public transport sucks. But you're not comparing good with good. It's not apples and apples. What you should say is, okay, that country's public transport is great, but South Africa's weather, it's super amazing. I mean, for example, in Sweden, when I got there, people are standing outside because it was so cold for the last 7 months, it's been dark. So they stand outside and chant to get the sunlight, right? Because they haven't seen sunlight for
That's
7 months.
Insane.
Can you imagine that? That is proper insane. But where I want to take this point home is, despite our problems, most of our problems, honest to God, are fixable, right? You can't fix bad weather, Joe. I don't care how much
even in Dubai,
IP you have.
You can try, but not even in Dubai. You can try, but you won't win all
You
the
can't.
Time. Exactly.
Exactly. So I think the stuff we have to fix is totally fixable. And I'm excited that there's a massive young population that's willing to put in the effort.
100%. Oh, Miles, I can speak to you for hours on end. You know this about me. But truly appreciate your time as always and wishing you all of the best success with the initiatives you're part of, the successes that it finds, and of course, making sure that there's a multiplier effect to it to ensure sustainability. Oh, man, you're a big, big dreamer.
Thank you, Gugu. And I thank you for your support as well as H&M and Harambee and all our other partners like Clothes to Good.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Anytime. Thank you, Miles. We appreciate you. That's Miles Kubeka there who joins us. As many of you might be familiar, he's a phenomenal entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur in South Africa and currently with Wakanda. Very important key player in driving entrepreneurial services in South Africa. Qualisa as well. If you've seen the container in the township of Alexander, literally based off the concept that we typically know here. Take a cup go ask the neighbor for a cup of sugar. Instead of basing it on pre-packaged goods, you pay for what you can afford at the time. And Miles has been working in partnership with the Harambe Youth Accelerator, Youth Employment Accelerator, and H&M for with clothes to good, essentially making sure that South African youth have the opportunity to be dressed in pre-owned corporate clothing to give them the confidence they need when they walk into an interview, and as a result heighten their levels of bagging the job, essentially. Phenomenal news, right? It's the small things, the simple things we take for granted. What's just another suit to you, another skirt and shirt to me, can really make a difference in the lives of youth in South Africa who need to get opportunities to employment.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.